We'll move on to a report from the Healthcare Systems Committee. Trustee Courts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met on 26th of February via teleconference. And joining me were Trustees Free, Estrada, and Fitzgerald. And thank you to my colleagues for attending. Your participation is invaluable. And also thanks to all who presented at our meeting. First, we reviewed five items on the agenda for today that were pertinent to our committee. Those include number 7, rename the Master of Science in Pharmacology and Doctor of Philosophy in Pharmacology, College of Medicine, Chicago. Number 8, appoint member to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. Number 9, designate the Women of Steel Obstetrical Simulation Lab, College of Medicine, Chicago. Number 10, approve student health insurance rates for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses academic year 2015-16. And number 15, purchase recommendations, which were basically for contracting for health insurance for students. The committee reviewed all items and had no misgivings and felt that all should go forward to the full board for a vote. A brief overview of financials. Our inpatient volume is strong. We are over budget on clinic visits, and Miles Square continues to increase its clinical activity, which is all very encouraging. We have 120 days of cash on hand, which is down from last quarter. This is due mainly to an increased accounts receivable over 60 days, mostly due to the increase in state Medicaid managed care. So we are beginning to see the expected squeeze from that development. A large increase in delinquent accounts receivable, of course, ties our hands with regards to cash flow. And I don't expect this to be a short-term phenomenon. We had a short presentation on hospital efficiency, and one metric we can look at is average length of stay observed versus expected. Ours is 1.16, so one or less than one would indicate efficiency, and we are not there. We are evaluating individual service lines on this to see if we have any major outliers. On to legislative issues. Federal government, that would be Medicare, has begun to dock pay for high readmission rates. Ours is higher than our peers, but just to give you an idea of how complex this issue is, many readmissions for us are due to sickle cell disease, for which we have many patients, and then which is obviously a recurrent flares of this disease. But even more complex is many of these patients are homeless. So as you can understand, that does affect our readmission rate. So I am critical of the federal government bureaucrats who penalize us based on a very superficial evaluation of a very complex problem. More good news from the federal government. Additional Medicare funding cuts are expected in continuing medical education budgets, which will negatively affect our residency programs. Also, Medicare seems to be moving aggressively as well towards accountable care organizations or capitation. Medicare does not comprise a large portion of our payer mix, but this will also be another negative hit to our bottom line. On the state government scene, I'm sure all of you are aware of Governor Rauner's budget proposal for significant cuts to Medicaid, our single largest source of reimbursement for our clinical activity. All things considered, it is my opinion that government's main objective in controlling costs, basically, which they do not want to admit, is they are trying to force doctors and hospitals to ration care. This is a very difficult situation, most importantly from an ethical point of view, but also from a practical point of view in our society of rampant litigation where refusal of any type of care, however unaffordable or even futile, could result in a malpractice lawsuit. I believe this means nothing but tough choices ahead for us in the future. At the conclusion of our committee meeting, our hospital CEO, Dr. Vijit Ghosh, gave us a very thoughtful and comprehensive presentation on his vision of a strategic plan for the future. Rather than try to summarize that, I'd like to ask permission from our chair that this briefing be given to the entire board at a future meeting. I will comment on some of the salient points, however. Our future survival depends somewhat on the ability to network and form alliances with other healthcare entities in the Chicago area, in part to secure a large referral base for our tertiary care. Our current governance structure, a result of the 1980 Illinois Hospitals Act, makes it very difficult for us to act nimbly, which puts us at a decided disadvantage in today's highly competitive and rapidly changing medical economic environment. I think it is time to revisit this 35-year-old governance structure to see if it is still applicable or if it can be improved to increase our ability to compete. Additionally, in the face of potential large state funding cuts, perhaps this gives us the opportunity to approach our state government and say, yes, we want to be part of the solution to the Illinois state financial woes. Possibly, regulatory changes could help us to be more efficient and effective. The next meeting of our committee would be on 23rd of April.
Very good.
That concludes my report. Happy to take any questions, sir.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions or comments for Tim? I think you demonstrate our appreciation that we do have a medical doctor on our board of trustees to lead that effort, Tim. Thank you.